Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Yeah, I'm surprised Greg's not in favor of tolls on all the roads in Massachusetts. If he had to pay to use all the roads, there's another excuse to avoid his colonoscopy.
On WAAF.
Tuesday, 3:54 p.m.
Hey, Morning Show. I just saw the video of Gronk at WrestleMania. He hasn't smashed anybody that hard since the Gronk Brothers cruise.
End of message. 4:43 a.m.
Steel fight for Framingham. Lyndon L.B. Byers.
Hey, kid. I'll fight for Framingham. Vote L.B. That's me, kid.
End of message.
I believe that vote in Framingham, despite the endorsement of Michael P. Mahone, passed.
Yes, it did.
And Framingham is...
very close, though. It was like 105 votes.
Wow.
So now it is officially a city.
Yeah.
It's no longer, population-wise, the largest town in America. So they'll probably have to get a mayor or a city council.
City council, as opposed to the selectmen.
They will not have the selectmen form of government anymore in Framingham.
Tuesday, 9:24 p.m.
Tonight, on Nightline, could Greg Hill's reluctance to receive a colonoscopy due to the rumors that he is, in fact, harboring Russian spy cells in his bowels? Also, allegations by Greg Hill that the previous administration were wiretapping his colon during the procedure, providing photographic evidence of a man seated on a stool in the room, drinking coffee, wearing big pillow-sized earphones, and running a giant reel-to-reel tape recorder during the process.
End of message.
Yeah. You know, I don't like to get all political or anything.
Never.
But I think it could be interesting if Susan Rice would have to testify on whether or not she was indeed collecting information prior to the election on certain
individuals.
Trump associates and sharing it with some in the previous administration. Methinks she doth protesteth too much.
Yes.
Yes.
6:43 a.m.
Someone help me. I'm an old man with glasses and small hands and meeting shoes, and I can't get up.
End of message.
I should have called 911 when I tumbled
over yesterday. No, they have better things to do, even in Maynard.
I feel like I could have had a lawsuit on my hands against the ownership of the building over there.
I think so.
The ramp was a little slippery there in the rain. There ought to be like a sign, slippery when wet.
Right? Why don't you get up posting that?
Workman's comp?
Yeah.
You get that?
What do you mean? If I don't work? I mean,
fell and you hurt yourself and then you're unable to, you know, work.
If your job is talking for 4 hours a day, I don't think you can get workman's comp.
Well, not if it didn't happen at this job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just say, you know, maybe free rent for a few months and I'll make it go away. Or if anybody's...
Strong-arming the management,
if anybody's listening over there at Millen, Maine, I was almost killed on your ramp yesterday.
Have you asked for the surveillance video yet?
No, but I bet they have it. You want me to send a text on that?
Yeah, because I would like to see that. All right. I would like to see if it's as dramatic as you make it sound, because
I feel like
it was.
I feel like it's going to be when my glasses fly off, and I feel like that's going to be the funniest thing ever.
6:45 a.m.
Hey, Representative Murray, your significant other is giving you sex 3 times a week, and my significant other is only giving it to me once a month. Why don't you file a bill to make a little sex equity so you take things even for everybody?
Wow. End of
there
message.
You go, sex equity. Sex equity.
6:49 a.m.
The smaller the platform, more likely something is to tip over or fall. What were you, walking on your hands?
End of message.
8:18, that ramp's already tightened up.
Oh, you think it's already been tightened up over there?
Oh, yeah, that first mention this morning, phone calls, workers.
7:15 a.m.
Hey, Brad, we're going to Dunkin'. Can we get you anything? Yeah, how about some vanilla nut tap?
End of message. 7:24 a.m.
Hey, LB, time to fire up the Bruins playoff party bus, brother. But you're probably only going to need about a quarter of a tank of gas.
End of message.
Of course, the haters.
How far do you think they'll go if you had to call it right now, since you're Captain Bandwagon, Captain Homer?
Well, it's about, you know, it's about making the big, you know, it's making the playoff run. If you get in, you got a shot. It's always been that way.
That's not what I was asking. I mean, how far do you think they go?
What are you laughing at for? Why do I got to make a prediction?
Well, because you predict everything.
All the
you
time.
Make a prediction about everything.
It's your
right?
thing.
It's like Dr. Know-It-All.
Okay, let me ask
there.
You this. Are you not happy if you're a Bruins fan, if they went out, they're on an 8-game win streak, would you not pick them to win a couple of series?
Okay, so you're saying they will go 2 series deep into the playoffs is what you are predicting.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs, so they got a shot to go to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Mm-hmm.
All I mean, right. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, like they can beat Washington. Mm-hmm. Washington chokes every year.
Mm-hmm. Here's a text that says, Greg has to have looked like Daniel Stern in Home Alone, slipping and yes. falling on the ice. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Near-death incident yesterday. Near-death. Another slip and fall for yours truly. I think it's the shoes. I'm blaming the meeting shoes.
7:25 a.m.
Carmel. Noise.
End of message.
Caramel chameleon?
Caramel apple.
No.
Yeah, caramel. People say caramel.
Nope.
Hey, would you like a caramel?
Nope.
Like if you go over to your house and
is.
They have a bowl
An
of candy?
Person? No.
If you go to work and they have a bowl of candy, they say, you want a caramel?
Nope.
Anybody want a caramel?
I need a caramel,
Nobody says,
though.
Anybody want a caramel? Would you like a caramel apple? It's National Caramel Day, so make sure you enjoy it at some point. Now, Panucci is not caramel, or
like
is it?
Fudge.
No, it's a kind of fudge. It's a flavor, dear. It's like chocolate is a flavor of
right.
fudge. Panucci is a flavor. Like you can get Panucci sauce on a sundae if you go to Bailey's at Lake Winnipesaukee in Wolfboro, New Hampshire.
Panucci, but, I feel like, is more of a butterscotch than a caramel.
Is it in the peanut butter family? Can you look that up, please?
It's not, because it's regular sugar, brown sugar, cream, milk, butter, and some walnuts
Ooh,
or pecans.
Rich. I think that falls in the caramel family then, because that's how you make caramel. Don't you make caramel with brown sugar?
Well, brown sugar is butterscotch.
What do you mean brown sugar?
Wow. White sugar makes caramel. Used. Brown sugar makes butterscotch. That's the difference.
You mean you would use brown sugar
right.
to make butterscotch?
Yeah.
But yes, but you also use brown sugar to make caramel.
No.
You don't?
Use white sugar to make caramel.
You use white sugar to make caramel. All right. I mean, apparently you're a pastry chef now. Who knew?
I do like to cook.
7:28 a.m.
I don't know what you want. If you're looking for money, I can tell you, yeah, I have a lot of it. But what I also have is a unique set of skills, a set of skills that I've acquired over a very long career, a set of skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. For one, I can manage many restaurants. Two, I am best friends with Julian Edelman. It's a little one way, but I count it. And three, I have been able to develop very tiny hands. Please give me my daughter back.
End of message.
Outstanding.
Obscure reference on my fall from a 781 texter, Hank
yes.
Azaria, in the birdcage yesterday with the meeting shoes. I don't know what that means.
When he was playing the maid and they had to make him wear shoes. Armand was Robin Williams' character, but whatever. The Hank Azaria was the maid, and when they had to make him wear shoes because Calista Flockhart's parents were coming over, and he just like fell all over
okay,
the place. He couldn't
right.
walk
so
in them.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a text saying, if you get the falling video, you have to get the video of you going back for the glasses. Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll get both. Nothing funnier than a grown man on the ground looking for his glasses.
Right.
Can you, like, anybody seen my glasses?
Just get a reference, Spaz. It may have been the last... luge competition.
Yes.
And
yes.
he was standing kind of in a pit where the luges would end up, and there were people standing above him on the snowbanks.
Yes.
And he was yelling at them, saying he hated them, and somebody hit him in the face, knocked his glasses off, and then he couldn't find them on the ground, and people were pointing and laughing.
Yes.
Had free random.
Ooh, he was angry.
7:29 a.m.
Welcome. To the Hillman morning show.
End of message.
I'm sorry. It's a little bit ill. Several people are also saying, not only am I of such an advanced age that I have near-death falls all the time, I also referred to you as dear on the show earlier.
And yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's an elderly person
yes,
thing.
Yes, it is.
Apparently.
Yep.
There is a chef on the phone. Bubba is joining us now on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford, no one will sell you a Ford for less. What are you calling about, Bubba?
I got to agree with Danielle. She is 100% correct. Brown sugar is used to make butterscotch due to the molasses content. And white sugar is used for regular caramel. And that's just white sugar and butter and cream.
Yeah.
And actually you add some salt to there for a nice, to kind of boost the flavor.
Now, the flavor of Panucci, is it the nut flavor? Is it the nuts, or what is it?
It is the nut flavor.
Okay. All right. Because it's a little bit, I mean, similar. It's like, to me, it's like a mix of butterscotch and peanut butter.
Mm.
Do you like a peanut butter sauce on a sundae? Or do you feel like it should only be chocolate,
what?
Butterscotch?
No.
Or... Peanut butter sauce is amazing when done right. I love that.
Peanut butter and hot fudge sauces. I don't love butterscotch sauce.
I don't like sauces on my ice cream.
Really?
Oh, you don't?
No.
You don't like sundaes?
Right, now I have to have an ice cream sundae for lunch.
I like different kinds of ice cream together.
Mm-hmm. Do you get a banana split?
Yeah, without the pineapple, without the sauces, yes.
Mm. Interesting.
All right. Are we talking about 13 Reasons Why today? We can. I mean, we already talked a little bit of television.
Can we wait until
people...
tomorrow? Because I want to watch a few.
Are you going
first.
To watch or not?
I didn't have time yesterday.
That,
I don't know where you people have all this time to sit down for multiple episodes of things.
You have to stay up till midnight. Don't you stay up till midnight?
No, I'm going to bed at 8, guy.
Why do you go to bed so early?
Because I have to.
I mean, stay up till... Yeah. I just binge watch television all day, all night. I got nothing else going on. Yeah, that's it. All right. When in doubt, throw an earmuff out.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you.
Aw, brown sugar.
Honey.
You're in butterscotch.
Oh, sugar, sugar.
Not Panucci.
You are my candy girl.
The Archies.
I just can't believe the loveliness of loving you. I just can't believe it's true. I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar. Oh, caramel. Caramel. It's so delicious. Alright, that's an earmuff here on the Hillman Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.